Yes, they do.
Good one.
Yes, they do. They have two really good returners, two good punt returners, and then they also have a pretty good kick return unit as well. They're a very well coached team all around. Very aggressive in every phase. I have a ton of respect for Darren Rizzi, their special teams coach, and so we've got a heavyweight fight against us.
The Grant kid seems to be back there a lot and a lot of returns, but every now and then Jarvis Landry jumps back there. You know, you guys will throw Emmanuel in there, obviously Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh. When a top flight receiver jumps back as a punt returner, does that provide a little bit of spark or something to the return unit, knowing like, oh, we've got one of our A guys?
I think no question, Brandon, it does. It's like anything. You have an asset back there that you need to protect, but you also know that asset is capable of taking it the distance. In Landry's case, he's done that in the past, and so Antonio Brown has done that in the past. Emmanuel is certainly capable of doing that. So, yeah, those guys do add that. But our guys, I don't think, you know, they see the difference. I mean, be it Emmanuel, be it JT, be it Isaiah, they're going to block their butts off for anybody we put back there. I have no doubt.
Things have seemed to settle down. It's been more consistent, not quite as much drama there. In fact, I would have wondered, too, if Isaiah McKenzie has learned a lot more in this process, maybe he'd be better prepared. What do you attribute to things just calming down a little bit and being more consistent for your unit?
I think there are a lot of things that go into play there. I think it's getting the system down. You know, there's still things about the new system the guys are still adapting to along the way. And you got young guys in there. This is all new to them. And then it's a personnel issue. You know, we get some guys, some right pieces in the right places. And so it's trying to find that perfect chemistry. And then it's me trying to do a better job of making sure those guys learn and understand what we're trying to get accomplished. And so it's a combination of all that. But it's all in the guy. I mean, the guys, their effort, their dedication, their putting in the extra work, okay, that's really what it comes down to. It's about them more than it is about us. And so and they've taken accountability for the mistakes we've had in the past, and we've all taken accountability for it. And I think we've all embraced it now and said, hey, man, this is something that we have to be not good at but great at if we want to help our team have success. So we're at least taking that approach. We got to get W's now, though.
And Jordan Taylor catches the ball.
Mike, yes. He's very good at that. He works hard at it. As I'm speaking to you guys, I'm watching Isaiah out there get extra catches in, too. So that's a positive thing. But, yeah, Jordan's a very reliable guy back there, no question.
Has Isaiah earned your trust back?
Isaiah, in practice, absolutely. He's been back there doing a very good job. We brought in some left-footed punters to work him out, and so he has definitely improved. But now, again, there's a big difference between being a practice player and a game player. Under the lights, it's a whole different story, as you guys know. So hopefully he's matured and he's been able to calm himself down a little bit so that when and if he's put back in a situation, he won't miss a beat.
You think he'll get another chance back there this year?
I think that he probably will. Yeah, I think that he will. I think that he's obviously a talented player who can flip the field for us, and he's got the talent to hit the home run too. And so we like that about him. So we'll see. I have confidence he'll be back there.
Where do you find left-footed punters who aren't in the NFL, who aren't in college? I mean, who are these guys?
Other guys who are free agents who are trying to get a spot on a team and you bring them in for a workout and they're working out here and you give them a look and you coach them up and at the same time you catch the punts.
It's not.
They're definitely the anomaly, but they serve you well because, you know, hey, down the road if you need a punter someday, you've got that in the coffer, and two, it gives your punt returners a chance to catch a live ball off a lefty, so that's good.
I'm guessing you know the numbers, but it does seem like there's a bunch more left-footed punters And there were two last night in the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
And obviously, two teams you play in Washington.
Correct, Brandon. No, it's definitely trending that way because it is different. It is different. And so, you know, if your punter is a right-footed punter, then all your punt returners see all offseason at camp is a right-footed punt. So, and it's very different coming off a live leg than it is coming off a jugs machine. So, it's an asset to have a guy like that in house. So.
With Isaiah in the game being in Miami, it's one of those things where if he doesn't get to suit up, it'll be just adding to the kind of building blocks, the lessons being learned that, you know. This is the pros.
Yeah, I think so, Brandon. I think every week that goes by that he has to sit down and sort of reflect on where he is now and what's expected of him and the standard that we have here, I think that, yes, I think that that's going to help him mature and that's going to help him to lock him in, you know, which he has been. He's been the past couple of weeks, and I'm happy to see that.
Riley's still working on consistency as far as, you know, height and down the middle type of stuff?
He is, Mike. He works on that stuff. And we actually, you know, Riley has a pretty good mixed bag of tricks. But Chris Gold, my assistant, does a great job constantly trying to evolve him and his bag of tricks, if you will. Because that's the key as a punter now in the NFL. I mean, when you're facing great returners week in and week out, you have to have an array of different punts you can throw at them. Otherwise, they're gonna eat you up. So. Yeah, he constantly works on that, and he's a hard-working kid. So,
Goodman, appears that the frustrations of this season, a staff that has worked together for the first time, how have you guys kind of processed all this adversity as a staff?
Well, we've rolled up our sleeves and stuck together, and Vance does a good job of making sure, driving home the idea of being positive with the guys. It's real easy to go around and point fingers and criticize, et cetera, but he's done a great job of pulling everybody together every week and regrouping, reloading, and going out with the optimism that, you know, we can beat anybody on any given Sunday. So I think that's a great thing about Vance and his approach here in this season in particular. So that's what we've done. We just rallied, and the guys who, you know, who are healthy and playing on Sundays with us have reacted well during the week. We've had really good weeks of practice. So that's how we've reacted to it.
It seems like
in-house.
Marcus Walker is going to be active this week. Does that mean he's taken a step up in practice on special teams?
Honestly, I don't know if DeMarcus. I wasn't aware that he's going to be active or not. And I know that's a week to week thing. But DeMarcus has definitely been working hard during practice, and he's trying. He's working hard in the classroom. He's working hard in practice. He's definitely shown an increased effort and concentration in that area. No question. So we'll see.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.